We're going to go next to the little town of Thompson, Illinois, where the economy is hurting and where officials say they are ready and willing to accept detainees from Guantanamo Bay in a nearly vacant prison. Some current residents of Thompson are divided over the possibility of their new neighbors. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The Thompson Correctional Facility sits nearly vacant on 146 acres. Its buildings are surrounded by fences topped with razor wire. The prison, designed as a maximum security facility, was built 8 years ago with 1,600 cells, but it houses fewer than 200 prisoners. Thompson Village President Jerry Hebler was among the first to suggest that it become a federal prison.
We need to be safe. We need to give people hope. We need to give people opportunities to keep their families here.
Under the proposal, the Thompson facility would house more than 1,000 federal inmates and about 100 detainees from the Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba that the Obama administration has promised to close. After a tour of the Thompson prison, Harley Lappin, the head of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, said it was more than adequate.
This is a fine, fine facility of a high security nature, well constructed, well designed, and provides the security enhancements and capabilities that we would require and expect for the type of inmates we're going to house here, and certainly the detainees that would be housed here as well.
Not everyone likes this plan, though. A group of Republican congressmen, including Representative Don Manzullo, who represents the Thompson area, held a press conference in Chicago denouncing the plan. They said putting suspected terrorists in Illinois poses a risk. On Main Street, outside Casey's General Store in Thompson, Jeff Cooley, who lives in a neighboring town, is also concerned.
With me, I'm not worried about who's in there. I'm just worried about what it's going to bring here. What's going to follow them?
In another Chicago press conference, Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said critics were engaged in fear-mongering. In Thompson, Republican State Representative Jim Sasha says while he respects the opinions of his fellow Republicans, the Thompson prison needs to be put to use.
And to know that it has sat here, costing the taxpayers over $1 million a year to flush the toilets, to keep the computers on, and to keep it heated has just been just a catastrophe.
At Thompson's Sunshine Restaurant, many area residents agreed it was time to shake the mothballs off the town's prison. And Eileen Guffey, eating lunch with friends, wasn't worried at all about the possibility of Guantanamo detainees being housed nearby.
There's never been anyone that's escaped from there. And certainly security would be very high, and they would be very recognizable.
Guffey says she's just hoping area residents who train for state jobs at the prison would be able to return. State officials say a federal takeover of Thompson could create as many as 3,000 jobs in all, but Illinois is only one site under consideration by federal authorities. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.